If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. Great to have you in following a Bengals win. So much to get to. Thank you for joining us. Locked On Bengals on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe iTunes, audioboom.com, the iHeartRadio app. Man, the Bengals won 31-7. Five observations at LockedOnBengals.com from the Bengals' first win of the year. Joe Goodberry will join us tomorrow for our weekly Bengals film review. Schedules didn't sync up. That's fine. We will talk tomorrow to get the latest film breakdown from Joe. You are going to hear from Dave Lapham on today's show. And man, oh man, it's a good weekend for the Bengals. It was a good weekend for me at MyBookie. Make sure you try MyBookie right now. They'll match up to 100% of your deposit, your first deposit, with the promo code LOBENGALS. And I want to start here. Ultimately, my takeaways from yesterday, and I get it, and I've seen it on Twitter and Facebook, and I totally don't, I don't blame you at all. No one should overreact to kicking the Browns' ass, because it's the Browns. No one in Cincinnati should get too excited or overly excited over a beatdown, even if it's a road divisional game. You just shouldn't. But man, oh man, if you didn't come away from yesterday and say, well, I have eight quarters of tape, eight quarters of film. I've watched eight quarters of the Bill Lazor era. And me, what I thought this team would be going into this year was an offensive juggernaut. All the weapons, Andy Dalton in his prime, throwing to Eifert and Green and Mixon and Bernard and Ross. Well, Eifert hasn't played for a while. Ross hasn't really played. And yet, it's working. The offense looks how I envisioned it in the offseason. This offense, six out of the last eight quarters has been very good. Six out of eight. It was never good under Ken Zampezi. The past 2 weeks, the Bengals have averaged 27.5 points a game. Yes, one was a pick six. Fine. So take that away. Still, 17 points week three. Yesterday, 31. You do the math, 24 points per game. That might be enough with this defense. That might be enough with the defense that has Vontaze Burfict and a bunch of pass rushers that are young and hungry and lose their teeth. Yes, Carl Lawson does not wear a mouthpiece and lost his teeth yesterday. Two teeth broken at the dentist today to get them fixed. And yet, I look at this team, man. There's a chance. So you're telling me that there's a chance? There's a chance. Andy Dalton, Pro Football Focus grades are in 88.7. Give you the rest of them as well. George Iloka, 84.3, was second best. Tyler Croft, Eifert who, by the way, 82.7 Pro Football Focus grade. Atkins with an 82. Darquez Denarda, 81.3. If you want a Pro Football Focus Edge subscription, just give us a review. Locked On Bengals review on iTunes. Leave your Twitter handle. We give away one Pro Football Focus Edge subscription per week. And Pro Football Focus is a tool. It's a piece. But I didn't have to tell you Andy Dalton played well yesterday. Dalton was balling. And that's what we needed to see. And now that's not saying that Andy Dalton's great. That's not saying he's Peyton Manning. No. But the reason I was so critical of him leading up to this Cleveland game is if he would have been as bad as he was week one or week two against that Browns defense, well, then it's time to move on. It's time to bench him. But Andy Dalton answered the bell. Andy Dalton is giving you hope. Bill Lazor has answered the bell. This team was completely balanced yesterday. 30 passes, 30 runs. They couldn't run the ball, but they stuck with it. They kept a bad Browns defense. They're bad. But they kept them off balance. They put the pressure on, and they beat the Browns the way good teams should. I mean, that's my biggest take. I mean, they're a Randy Bullock field goal away from being 2-2. They're an Andy Dalton throw away from being 2-2. They're getting there. And yes, they have a hot Buffalo team coming in this week. But I can see the vision that we saw in the offseason, it's starting to come together. It's starting to come together. And just maybe, the Bengals will get back in the hunt. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Coming up in a few minutes, well, actually 60 seconds, you're going to hear from Dave Lapham on a variety of topics. But first, a word from my bookie, because everyone always asks, who you got this week? Patriots? By the way, the Patriots, they don't look that great. If you know who's going to win, why not make money off of it? My bookie's been in the business for years. Their reputation is rock solid, and you're going to get 100% cash bonus off the bat. So you're making money for doing nothing. They have the fastest payouts. Only takes 2 business days. You know who's going to win? Lay down some cash. Win big today. I'm only going to recommend my bookie to listeners if it's been good to me. It's been good to me. It can be good to you. Use my bookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game betting, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. I know that's important to you. Their mobile site, super easy, super convenient to use. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus just for listening to Locked On Bengals. Use my promo code LOBENGALS to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Again, promo code LOBENGALS. You play, you win, you get paid. And here on the Locked On Bengals podcast, let's get some Dave Lapham audio. Dave Lapham talked with Dan Hoard after the game in the Bengals booth recap that they do for Bengals.com. Here's Dave Lapham on Andy Dalton's stellar play, 25 of 30. Another Pro Football Focus stat for you, by the way. Andy was perfect under pressure. Completed 100% of his passes under pressure. 7 for 7. That offensive line was competent, by the way. That's what they need to be. They were yesterday. Dave Lapham on Andy Dalton's stellar play and the rest of the offense.
Not bad at all, and he had 16 straight completions going in one stretch, and he was a firecracker. He was so hot, but, you know, Cleveland decided they're going to keep at least 7 guys in the box every time and, you know, put one safety back there deep, sometimes 2 safeties back there deep, cover 1, cover 2, exposed in the middle of the football field. They were going to make sure they worked to the outside where A.J. Green and company operates, and they said no Tyler Eifert. Okay, Andy Dalton, no Tyler Eifert. We're going to make sure you can't run the football. You have to beat us. And who went out there and thumped them? Didn't just beat them. Tyler Croft stepped up large. He was big as the tight end in the middle of the football field. 3rd and 15 or 17, whatever it was, 22-yard completion. He caught a couple of touchdown passes. I mean, he was large. And Andy Dalton did a great job of taking what was given to him, was very patient with it. They caught him in an all-out blitz, basically, and he threw a screen pass. Perfect call for what they call defensively. And when those occur, you have to gash him, and they gashed him. 61-yard touchdown. So the offense really did a good job, and I admire Bill Lazor for his balance. He ran it 30 times, threw it 30 times, even though they were saying, you're not going to run it. He said, I'm going to be persistent. You're going to make sure you have to defend the run, and then we're going to be able to throw the football, and that's exactly what they did.
The offense looked good. I mean, the offense was just, it was well-oiled, and for the better part of 2 games, now they've been good. 9 points the first 2 weeks. Since that, I mean, do the math, 48 since then. This team can win with 24 points per game. The stat, the every single loss they've had, every single loss outside of the Green Bay Packers win in week 3, every single loss they've had, they've had 12 losses since 2015. So if you start at the beginning of 2016, every single loss outside of last week against Green Bay has come with the Bengals offense scoring 20 points or less. So if they score, they get to that 24-point mark, 25, 26, 27-point mark, the 30-point mark, which I think is realistic. It really is. It is realistic for this offense. If Andy Dalton plays the way he did, then there is a chance this team can get back in the hunt, can be the offense we thought it could be. And I get it. Like, the offensive line's still a little shaky. Andy Dalton didn't have to make a ton of hard throws, but this is a step in the right direction. It's something that needed to happen if they're going to get back into it. It's that simple. It needed to happen. It happened yesterday. Here's Dave Lapham, because this is interesting. Offensive line rotation. Andre Smith now mixing it up with Cedric Obuehi, mixing it up with Jake Fisher. We will talk to Joe Goodberry tomorrow in our weekly film review about that very thing. Here's Dave Lapham on the offensive line rotation.
It was a rotation, just like happened in Green Bay, but the rotation changed. I mean, Andre played 36 snaps up in Green Bay. He played a heck of a lot more than that today. He started each half as a starting tackle coming out of the locker room, and so the rotation shifted, and Andre was very productive, I thought. I thought he played well, and the rotation's alive and well. And you know what? Hey, competition breeds excellence performance. You got three guys who can play them, you know, and keep everybody fresh, and they're doing that at a lot of places. A lot of position groups are staying real fresh and able to give peak performance in the fourth quarter. That's what you want.
That's Dave Lapham. Look, the offensive line's never going to be great. This isn't an overly talented offensive line. Cedric Ogbuehi did not allow a pressure, according to Pro Football Focus. We will see. We're going to see what Joe Goodberry thinks of his play about Jake Fisher, Andre Smith on tomorrow's podcast. And the thing is, coming into this year, I thought, oh, well, the defense, there's some question marks there. Young cornerbacks, can the pass rush be better with these young guys? Will the linebackers be better outside of Vontaze Burfict? How's the secondary going to be? Well, so far, I know it's still early, but 4 weeks in, the defense is exactly what they need and then some. The Bengals defense is top five. They're ranked fourth in total defense, third in average points allowed. Here's Dave Lapham on the dominant defense yesterday.
They were just blankets out there covering things, and rookie quarterback was not, he just under 50% completion percentage. I think he was something like 18 for 38 or 9 or something like that. He wasn't going to take a sack. You know, he's going to throw the ball away. Didn't complete a high percentage of his passes. There was constant pressure on him. They did get a couple of quarterback sacks on him. He was taken out of the game at the end of the football game. He was pretty frustrated. And, you know, the good thing is third down in red zone, the Bengals won both areas. And Cleveland Browns got one touchdown in the red zone, but an interception in the red zone. Bengals scored three touchdowns, three opportunities in the red zone. They start the season 0 for 6 with touchdowns. Now they've scored in their last five for 5. So kind of streaky in that regard. And hopefully it stays on the right side of the streak.
Yeah, hopefully it does. Again, that's Dave Lapham. And the thing I think is that the takeaways here, the Bengals defense probably better than a lot of people expected it to be, going to keep them in games. As long as the offense keeps the ball, doesn't turn it over, they will be in games. Now, the one thing that they didn't have to do yesterday was win a close game. But the offense with Bill Lazor, with Andy Dalton making easier throws, making the throws you expect them to make, that's exactly what the doctor ordered for this Bengals team. So now, looking ahead, you have a tough Buffalo opponent coming into Paul Brown Stadium. The defense should be able to hold their own. Can the offense continue what it's built over the past 2 weeks? If so, this team can get to 2-3, take a breath at the bye, and gear up for a big road game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to cover it all from every angle. LockedOnBengals.com, on Twitter, at James Erpine, at LockedOnBengals. Joe Goodberry coming up on tomorrow's podcast for our weekly Bengals film review. Schedule just didn't work out today. We will get that done tomorrow. And until then, make sure you use my bookie, promo code LOBengals. You'll get 100% cash bonus for every dollar that you deposit. You can win some cash while you pick the games. And go to Pro Football Focus, or enter to win a Pro Football Focus Edge subscription. How do you do that? Simple. Go to iTunes, review Locked On Bengals, leave your Twitter handle, and we're giving away an Edge subscription each and every week during the season. It's great to have you in. Buying tickets to sports and concerts and other live events, it can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy. That's with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. I'm going to the Jags-Bengals game, 5th of November, rather. Guess where I'm going to get my tickets? SeatGeek. And it's awesome. I have the app on my phone. Easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I've had family use it. I've had friends use it. I've used it. You can too. Best thing is, every single ticket is 100% guaranteed. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to find you the best deals. And it grades every ticket based on value so you can find out which seats fit your budget and give you the best value. Download the SeatGeek app and you're going to get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Use promo code LONFL and get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Again, that's promo code LONFL. It's great to talk to you after a win. It really is. This was a lot of fun. On tomorrow's show, Joe Goodberry. I will be in the Bengals locker room on Wednesday. I'm working on Locked On Bills to do a collaboration show, a joint show, a crossover. So we'll see if we get that done this week as well. A ton on the blog, going up on the blog this week at LockedOnBengals.com. On Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe on iTunes, AudioBoom.com, the iHeartRadio app. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.